Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is The Bird Show.
We had to split up as a team yesterday, and it was sad. But Wendy and Jen went to go see a new Fox TV show, correct?
Yes, it's called The Good Guys, and it actually stars Colin Hanks, who's Tom Hanks' son.
Right.
That's
it's
cool.
Really, really fun to watch him on camera because he does have the mannerisms of his dad, just a tiny
bit. Really?
But he's really good. I mean, in his own, you know, in his own right, he really is very talented.
That's tough to be the son of Tom Hanks, man. That's like being the son of like Bob Dylan, you know, like I think if I'm that dude, I'd do something entirely different than act, but you say he's doing okay.
He does a really great job on the show. It's a cop show, and it's got all kinds of action, but it's actually really funny.
Like, it's a comedy cop show.
Comedy cop show.
So was there really anything funny. Special about the place that you went to see? It was like a big exclusive theater or anything?
No, it was
just
in
like...
it's in the place where we are. It's just in that other room over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then Jeff and Melissa and our engineer Frankie here and I all went to the Ivy yesterday.
Cool. Did you see my tweet to see how much lunch for the four of us cost?
No, how much was it?
How much was it?
With tip, $235.
Yeah, man.
What?
Ridiculous.
That's Frankie's fault.
Ridiculous.
How much was like an entree?
Well, I'll tell you, Frankie's drink was $27.95.
Dude, what was in that drink? Seriously, it was $30. His drink was $30.
No. $30 drink?
It was a tequila
it was kumquat tequila.
Kumquats in tequila.
$30 for this drink. And we have to establish that the Ivy here in LA, at least back in the day, was like the place that all the celebrities used to hang out at. And at any given day, you could see dozens and dozens and dozens of paparazzi out at the Ivy. Well, it really hasn't been that place for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So from time to time, you'll see like B and C list celebrities out there because some paparazzi still hang out, but the A-listers don't go there anymore. But it's such an institution in LA that we had to go check it out. And that's when we got the $30 drink, man.
And the fascinating thing is everybody thinks everybody else is a celebrity because like Bert said, it's B and C listers that go. Mm-hmm. So when we walked in, everybody was looking to turn to see, do I know them? Do I know
who
them?
Who are they on a reality show?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
It's a total hit.
Yeah. And then we sat down and then we were doing the same thing to everybody else that walked up. So same thing. But it is, I mean, only two of us had cocktails of the four of us and it was still a $200 bill.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The price is it like a $40 salad or something?
Yeah,
about.
I had a chicken Caesar that was $30.
You're kidding.
My seafood sandwich is like $30.
I mean, I guess they know that it's either going to be celebrities who don't care or tourists who don't care who are going to come in there and spend the money.
Right.
Stupid. Wow, that's crazy.
So what'd you get yesterday? And
I got like this soft crab sandwich with fries and it was $27.95.
It's nuts.
Insane.
Ridiculous.
Melissa told us that she's only eating seafood in L.A.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, just before we left to come out here, Katie and I had gone to a restaurant. I cannot remember where we were in Atlanta for it, but we had asked for, you know, a seafood dish on the menu, and they said, I'm sorry, we don't have it because of the Gulf. We're not getting it shipped in. And so that was the first time we'd been denied food right before we came out here. So I was hanging out at Phil's Cafe here in L.A., I don't know what part of town it's in, with a buddy of mine on Saturday night. And when I looked at the menu, the first thing I thought is, you know what, while I'm out here, because at first I thought, well, I'm not going to order the seafood, you know, any seafood. And I thought, wait a second, I'm on the Pacific Coast. I'm clear out here. So I made the decision, look, I don't know how it's going to be for restaurants.
That's true.
In the Southeast and how long it's going to, you know, all this, the fishery and all the Gulf spill and everything. So I'm like, while I'm out here, all I'm getting is seafood.
Well, we'll probably be able to get it. It'll just be more expensive because it'll have to be shipped
in
from other places.
Right.
That's such a good point.
I'm so impressed with like the stands and the political stands and stuff that you take on stuff. Like,
I don't know.
I'm online like signing a petition to make sure that Friday Night Lights doesn't go anywhere next year. And you're like only eating seafood because of what's happening
in
the Gulf.
Don't forget I'm a Trekkie. So I do have my balance. but it was an unconscious thought that came forward and I thought, you know what, I just don't know what it's going to be like. If this spill continues and continues and continues, it's just like, you know, I'm on the Pacific Coast. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about the fish here. So I've just made a conscious effort to do that
just
in case we get back home and it's, you know, not as prevalent.
So maybe because of what's going on in the Gulf is the reason why Jeff's chicken salad was $35.
Right.
Blame it on the oil spill.
Chicken of the sea.
Oh, no.
This is The Bert Show.